This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The National Agricultural Law Center, based in Arkansas, called 2023 a year for significant developments and changes on the legal front. Up next, we will hear from Harrison Pittman, director of the Ag Law Center, about the top ag legal issues to monitor in 2024.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
2023 was a year of significant developments and changes on the legal front of agriculture. Harrison Pittman, director of the Ag Law Center, says 2024 could be more of the same, with issues such as the Endangered Species Act taking center stage.
I think the Endangered Species Act, and particularly its relationship to the pesticide registration and re-registration and how that looks going forward, I think that's one that we're going to spend a tremendous amount of time on in 2024. It was a big deal in 2023, but that is a major shift in that part of the ag industry, and I think it's one that's going to continue in a big way in 2024. I would keep a close eye on the litigation side with respect to pesticides. There's still quite a few cases going on. They're not all being decided the same way, but there have been a few over the last couple of years, and at least one recently, where the verdict has been very financially significant, at least before appeals take place.
The waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, should continue to remain in the headlines in the new year.
I would keep a good eye on that one. That whole issue is important, but the traditional part of it, like the EPA and Corps of Engineers jurisdiction of what is the waters of the United States, that will remain important. The part that I would watch is what is happening in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Sackett case that came out in spring of just last year, because I think that can trigger activity in state proposals that cut both ways.
The aftermath and follow-through of California's Proposition 12 will be another legal issue in 2024, says Pittman. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.